Representative Mike Johnson, by God's grace, we've got a few outlets like Breitbart. By Robert Krajicek on December 20, 2019. Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, praised Breitbart News in a Thursday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX. By God's grace, we've got a few outlets like Breitbart that are willing to share the truth, said Johnson while reflecting on recent interviews he had done with CNN and MSNBC regarding Democrats' impeachment push against President Donald Trump. Johnson described the acrimony he perceived from CNN and MSNBC figures during his interviews with them. "I spent a lot of time over the last week going into those lion's dens," said Johnson, referring to CNN and MSNBC. "I think I did 6 or 7 CNN and MSNBC shows, for example, over the last 4 or 5 days to go and present our case. Now, you know, going into those arenas, that it's going to be a hostile interview. Some of these interviews we put on our Facebook page. Listen." Johnson continued, "You go watch, but they're just seething with just, it's almost like a hatred that some of these hosts cannot even hold back, and these are journalists, right? The idea that you would come into their arena. They want you to come on, but the fact that you would stand there, answer the questions, and refute their nonsense with facts is a great frustration to them. As I've said to our colleagues, this is the most important time ever to go into those quote-unquote mainstream or drive-by media venues. Because if we don't go share our version of the real truth, our version of the facts, they will never hear it. Because it's an echo chamber over there," added Johnson. "So I'm trying to encourage conservatives, constitutional conservatives, to go into these places where we're not expected. Sometimes you've got to take a few incoming bullets, but you still get the message out." Johnson noted that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is required to deliver the articles of impeachment, as passed by the Democrat majority in the House of Representatives, to the Senate given the text of the resolution. "What's interesting about this is Nancy Pelosi's own resolution. This is the Democrat resolution that they drafted. Everybody can pull this up on the internet and read it for themselves. It says in the 3rd and 4th lines of the resolution, resolved, that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited in the United States Senate," explained Johnson. S0, by their own resolution that they passed by that majority vote last night, they are required to deliver this, to exhibit it, to the Senate. Johnson went on, "Now, it doesn't have a timeline on there. But obviously it's presupposed that because they were breathless in their sense of urgency over the last week. Remember, they had to get this done. Donald Trump is an existential threat to the Constitution and the country. It was presumed that, of course, they would deliver it." Johnson concluded, "As someone said today, Nancy Pelosi currently has a grenade in her hand with the pin pulled. And she doesn't know what to do with it. And so we're in a real interesting constitutional quandary. How long can she hold it? I don't know. If she holds it too long, you might suppose that Mitch McConnell in the Senate, if he were in a court, he would bring a motion to dismiss for want of prosecution that they didn't bring it over. But it's not even a live issue in the Senate, yet, because they've not yet delivered it. So we don't even know what's going to happen. That's a long, complicated answer to a very simple question that everyone on Capitol Hill is asking themselves right now." Pelosi said on Wednesday she would not commit to delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.